Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, today, modern bakeries require high-quality wheat, often referred to in the industry as high-functionality wheat, to reflect the needed flour properties. That was the key message that was delivered to the Southern Plains wheat industry by Hayden Wands, Vice President of Global Procurement and Commodities for Grupo Bimbo, the largest commercial bakery in the United States.
All has to do with the functionality and the flour. And what I mean is really on two instances. Number one, because of the high speed or efficiencies in the bakeries. Number two, really, is the clean label that the consumer is demanding. So 20 years ago, we could put in additives that were acceptable to the consumers, and now they're not acceptable. So we're at higher speeds, and we can't put in the additives that we once could, and so we have to rely on the functionality of that wheat or that flour more today than ever before.
Right.
Grupo Bimbo, with headquarters in Mexico, was founded in 1945 and about 20 years ago expanded into the U.S. market, buying such well-known brands as Sara Lee and Mrs. Barrett's. Wands said he would prefer to pay a premium to the producer for high-quality wheat. It takes a village where we all work together, Wands said. With U.S. wheat acres decreasing, Wands said we need to focus on producing quality rather than quantity in order to compete in the global market. Well, the National Pork Forum wrapped up yesterday in Kentucky. Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council, says this forum's been an awesome opportunity to make the forum an educational experience for the members and producers who are there participating.
We've got a great group of producers here, not just from Oklahoma, but from all across the country that are here making decisions and recommendations on what they believe is in the best interest of the U.S. pork industry. And to get to watch that and listen to these folks interact with one another and listen to them debate resolutions and elect officers and or elect board members, you see how much they genuinely care about their industry, the passion that they have for what they do every day, the animals they produce, the meat they put on your table, and it's inspiring sometimes to listen to those folks stand up and speak and share their thoughts and ideas, and sure makes me proud to work for this industry and the folks from Oklahoma.
That was Roy Lee Lindsay, Executive Director of the Oklahoma Pork Council. Well, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue testified before the House Ag Committee, and trade aid was a big topic of discussion. Michael Conaway, ranking member from Texas, called for another round of market facilitation program payments this year. The first and second MFP programs were as justified as they were critical to our farmers and ranchers. Conaway says, "I strongly believe that unless something gives here soon, an announcement on MFP Part 3 will be vital to the survival of our producers." You've got farm news on Ron. Davis Angus invites you to their 2020 Value Genetics Annual Bull and Female Sale coming up on Saturday, March the 7th at the Clinton, Oklahoma Livestock Market. 80 registered Angus bulls with EPDs that make CABs targeting the brand requirements. They will also be offering 75 open registered and commercial heifers. Jim and Debbie invite you to check out their sale book and videos of the bulls on their website, davisangus.com. For more information, call Jim at 580-331-8036. The Davis Angus 2020 Value Genetics Sale, March 7th. Don't miss it. That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.